Video: Suspect accused of fatally shooting hospital workers was on parole. By Amy Furr on October 23, 2022. Methodist Hospital police arrested a suspect accused of fatally shooting two hospital workers on Saturday in Dallas, and he has been charged with capital murder. 30-year-old Nestor Hernandez was on parole for aggravated robbery and was wearing an ankle monitor, according to VA. At about 11:15 a.m. on Saturday, Dallas officers responded to Methodist Hospital in the 1400 block of Ann Beckley Avenue following reports of a shooting, according to reports. Upon arrival, police found two employees shot near the labor and delivery area of the hospital, sources told FIS Rebecca Lopez, the report said. Per the hospital, a nurse and another employee died from gunshot wounds. A friend of the nurse told FIS Malini Bashu, she would do anything for her grandkids. She was the kind of woman who always took charge and helped everyone. Meanwhile, the hospital said a Methodist Health System police officer confronted the suspect before shooting and injuring him. He was later transported to another hospital. Questions remain as to why the suspect was at the facility, according to Fox 4. The outlet shared aerial video footage of police cars lined up outside the hospital following the shooting. The Methodist Health System family is heartbroken at the loss of two of our beloved team members. Our entire organization is grieving this unimaginable tragedy, the hospital wrote in a social media post on Saturday. During this devastating time, we want to ensure our patients, physicians, employees, and community that Methodist Dallas Medical Center is safe, and there is no ongoing threat. Our prayers are with our lost co-workers and their families, as well as our entire Methodist family, the post continued. In addition, Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia expressed his opinion about the lack of accountability in the justice system. When it comes to the crime wave sweeping across President Joe Biden's D. America, the majority of Americans placed blame at the feet of woke politicians, a recent poll found. The latest Harvard/Harris poll shows that 64% of voters say woke politicians are responsible for an increase in crime across American communities, while only 36% blame other factors, Breitbart News reported Thursday.